Okay, so today we're gonna dive into something that I think a lot of people struggle with. You spend all this time creating this great content for your website,
That's
but it's
something.
like, is anybody even seeing it? And we're looking at how combining content marketing with PPC campaigns can really help get more eyeballs on that valuable content that you're creating.
And the source that we have for this episode really kind of highlight this common problem, where you spend all this time making this content, but then if you're just relying on organic traffic and search, it can be really hard to kind of break through the noise, especially if you're just starting out or, you don't have a ton of momentum yet. So PPC can really kind of give you that fast track.
So PPC as the visibility fast track. So how does that work? How does that actually help your content stand out when there's so much competition out there?
Well, one of the huge advantages of platforms like Google and Facebook ads is the ability to really target your audience. You can target them based on demographics, their interests, even their online behaviors. So you can really make sure that the people who are seeing your ads are the people who are actually most likely to be interested in your content
That makes
and potentially convert, whether that's becoming a customer or just, becoming a regular reader of your blog or whatever it is you're trying to promote.
So it's not just getting more traffic, it's getting the right traffic.
It's about quality over quantity in a lot of ways.
And the sources talk a lot about the landing page experience. Once you get those clicks, what's the next thing that you really need to nail to make sure that people are engaged?
So, someone clicks on your ad, they land on your page, and this is where you really need to deliver on the promise of that ad. You need to make sure that the landing page experience is positive and engaging. And there's different approaches depending on what kind of content you have. So if you're promoting content that's, more geared towards purchases like e-commerce product pages or something like that, showcasing testimonials and reviews can be really powerful right away because that social proof builds trust. If it's more service-based content, then highlighting your skills, your experience, maybe, mentioning some well-known clients that you've worked with, that can be really effective. But the underlying principle is to really provide value and knowledge up front before you ask for anything in return.
So it's about building that relationship, earning their trust.
And the sources even mention, the possibility of, consulting with a paid search agency to really, make sure that your landing pages are optimized for your specific conversion goals.
To get those results that you're looking for. Now let's kind of rewind a little bit because we talked about getting people to that landing page. But before they even get there, what's the thing that grabs their attention?
A headline.
A headline.
Headlines are so critical, especially when you're running PPC campaigns on platforms like Facebook and Google, because that's often the first and sometimes the only thing that a potential visitor sees. They're scrolling through their feed, they're looking at search results. Your headline has to be compelling enough to make them stop scrolling and actually click on your ad. So the advice here is really clear. Test multiple headlines. Don't just assume that your first idea is the best one. Try out a few different options, see what resonates with your target audience, and track your click-through rates. You'll see which headlines are actually performing the best.
So use the data.
Let the data guide you.
Now, this next one kind of feels fundamental, but I think sometimes people overlook it.
Yeah,
Mobile optimization.
absolutely.
Why is that so crucial for PPC campaigns and for content in general?
Well, I mean, think about it. Most people are accessing the internet on their smartphones these days. They're browsing websites, they're on social media, they're searching for things all on their phones. So if your PPC ads and the content that they lead to are not optimized for mobile devices, you're missing out on a huge chunk of your potential audience. You need to make sure that your content is easy to read on a smaller screen. It's concise, it loads quickly, and that you're grabbing their attention quickly with just a few well-chosen words.
So mobile optimization actually helps with your marketing copy as well, because it forces you to be more concise and get to the point.
It really forces you to think about what's the most important message and how can I deliver that in the most impactful way.
So to kind of sum it all up, it seems like the real power here comes from intentionally using PTC to drive targeted traffic to your valuable content,
Yes.
and then making sure that once they land on your page, they have a really smooth, engaging experience, especially on mobile.
Exactly.
And then crafting those really compelling headlines that grab their attention.
You got it.
It's all these things working together.
It's really about recognizing that content marketing and PPC aren't separate things. You know, they can work together really powerfully. When you integrate them strategically, you create this much more effective system for attracting the right visitors and ultimately achieving your goals online.
Yeah, and it makes you think about what content you have that you could be promoting with PPC
Absolutely.
and how you could really grab people's attention with those headlines.
Yeah, think about the pieces of content that you're most proud of. The ones that you know are really valuable and really resonate with your audience, those are the ones that deserve to be seen.
This has been a great deep dive. It's given me a lot to think about for my own business.
I'm glad to hear it.
Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.
See you later.
Bye.